The news was published on Sunday, September 29th, 2024. I am Mary. All right, folks, buckle up because we're about to dive into some seriously cool tech that's changing the game in Ukraine. You know how we've all seen those sci-fi movies with killer drones? Well, it's not just Hollywood anymore. The war in Ukraine has become this wild testing ground for drone technology. And let me tell you, it's like a high-stakes tech race between Ukraine and Russia. So picture this. You've got these tiny drones, right? They're called FPV drones, which stands for first-person view. Imagine strapping a GoPro to a remote-controlled helicopter, but way more advanced. These little guys are zipping around the battlefield, giving soldiers a bird's-eye view of what's happening. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're talking about drones of all shapes and sizes, from these tiny buzzing things to massive, fixed-wing aircraft that can fly mind-boggling distances. Now here's where it gets really interesting. Ukrainian startups, like this one called Drone Control, are going absolutely bonkers with innovation. They're not just making your average hobby drones. No, these folks are cranking out everything from those small FPV drones I mentioned to these absolute beasts that can fly up to 1,000 kilometers into Russian territory. That's like flying from New York to Chicago. And they're not just for spying. These bad boys can deliver some serious punch. You know, when we talk about drones in modern warfare, it's hard not to think back to the early days of aerial reconnaissance in World War I. I mean, can you imagine being a soldier on the ground back then, and suddenly realizing that the enemy could see everything you were doing from up in the sky? It must have been mind-blowing. Picture this. It's 1914, and you're hunkered down in a muddy trench somewhere in France. You've been told that the enemy is just over that hill, but you can't see them. Then one day, you hear this strange buzzing sound overhead. You look up, and there's this flimsy-looking contraption flying above you. It's a reconnaissance plane, and it's changing everything. Before these planes, armies were basically fighting blind. They'd send out scouts on horseback to try and figure out where the enemy was and what they were up to. But now? Now they could see the entire battlefield laid out before them like a map. It was a game changer, just like drones are today. These early recon planes weren't much to look at. They were basically just modified versions of civilian aircraft, often made of wood and fabric. But they did the job. Pilots would fly over enemy lines, sometimes dodging anti-aircraft fire, and either take photos or just make mental notes of what they saw. And just like with drones today, both sides were constantly trying to one-up each other. They'd fly higher to avoid being shot down or develop better cameras to get clearer images. It was a technological arms race, much like what we're seeing now with drone development. But here's the thing. Just like drones today, these early recon planes didn't just change how armies gathered intelligence. They changed the entire way wars were fought. Suddenly, it was much harder to move troops or supplies without being spotted. Armies had to get creative about camouflage and hiding their movements. Sound familiar? And let's not forget about the psychological impact. Imagine being a soldier and knowing that at any moment, an enemy plane could fly over and spot you. It must have been incredibly unnerving. Just like how soldiers today have to constantly be on guard against drone strikes. Now, when we look at the current race to develop AI-enabled autonomous weapons, it's hard not to draw parallels to another pivotal moment in military history, the Cold War competition between the US and Soviet Union to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles. I mean, talk about high stakes, right? Think about it. Back in the 1950s and 60s, both superpowers were pouring massive resources into developing these missiles that could deliver nuclear warheads across continents. It was a technological race that had the potential to completely reshape global power dynamics. Sound familiar? The thing is, developing ICBMs wasn't just about building bigger rockets. It required huge leaps forward in a whole range of technologies: guidance systems, propulsion, miniaturization of warheads. It pushed the boundaries of what was scientifically possible at the time. And that's exactly what we're seeing now with AI-enabled drones. It's not just about making better flying robots, it's about developing sophisticated AI systems that can navigate, identify targets, and make decisions autonomously. It's pushing the boundaries of machine learning, computer vision, and decision-making algorithms. But here's where it gets really interesting. During the Cold War, the development of ICBMs led to this concept of mutually assured destruction. The idea was that if both sides had the ability to obliterate each other, neither would actually use their weapons. It created this weird kind of stability through fear. Now, with AI-enabled autonomous weapons, we're entering a whole new paradigm. These weapons have the potential to be much more precise, potentially reducing civilian casualties. But they also raise huge ethical questions. I mean, Do we really want to give machines the power to make life or death decisions? And here's the thing about AI-enabled autonomous weapons. We're only scratching the surface of their potential. Imagine entire swarms of drones, buzzing through the air like a flock of mechanical birds, coordinating their movements and attacks in real time. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's becoming our reality. These swarms could adapt to battlefield conditions on the fly, quite literally, making split-second decisions based on complex algorithms and machine learning. Now, on paper, this sounds pretty impressive, right? The idea is that these AI-driven swarms could potentially reduce human casualties by being more precise and efficient than human-operated systems. They don't get tired, they don't get emotional, they just execute their programming. But here's where it gets sticky. And I mean really sticky. We're talking about handing over life or death decisions to machines. It's like giving a toddler a loaded gun and hoping they've been programmed well enough not to use it irresponsibly. The ethical implications here are massive. I mean, who's responsible when an AI drone makes a mistake? The programmer? The military commander who deployed it? The AI itself? It's a legal and moral minefield. And let's not even get started on the potential for these systems to be hacked or malfunction. One rogue line of code could turn a defensive swarm into an indiscriminate killing machine. But you know what? This tech is coming whether we like it or not. It's a bit like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. Once it's out there, there's no going back. So instead of burying our heads in the sand, we need to be having serious conversations about how to regulate and control this technology. We need international agreements, fail-safes, and a whole lot of careful thought about the implications of what we're creating. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about how this drone tech might shake up the whole concept of warfare as we know it. You see, drones are kind of like the great equalizer in modern conflicts. They're relatively cheap, easy to produce, and don't require the same kind of massive military infrastructure that, say, a fleet of fighter jets does. This means that smaller nations, or even non-state actors like terrorist groups, could potentially challenge much larger, more established military powers. It's a bit like David and Goliath, but David's got a high-tech slingshot this time. We're already seeing this play out in various conflicts around the world. Groups with limited resources are using off-the-shelf drones, modifying them, and suddenly they've got a low-cost air force. It's turning traditional military doctrine on its head. This shift towards asymmetric warfare could have huge implications for global stability. Suddenly, the countries with the biggest armies or the most advanced fighter jets aren't necessarily the ones with the upper hand. It's the ones who can innovate quickly, adapt their tactics, and make the most of these new technologies. But here's the kicker. This isn't just about military applications. All this rapid innovation in drone and AI tech, it's going to spill over into the civilian world. Big time. Think about it. The challenges of coordinating a swarm of military drones aren't that different from coordinating a fleet of delivery drones. The AI that guides a reconnaissance drone could be adapted to help search and rescue operations in disaster zones. We're talking about accelerated development of things like autonomous delivery systems. Imagine a world where your pizza doesn't just get delivered to your door, but a drone drops it right on your balcony. Or think about how this tech could revolutionize things like infrastructure inspection, agriculture, or even healthcare delivery in remote areas. The potential applications are mind-boggling. We could see drones that can navigate complex urban environments, avoiding obstacles and finding the most efficient routes. AI systems that can analyze vast amounts of visual data in real time, spotting things that human eyes might miss. The advances made in military tech often trickle down to civilian applications, and I think we're on the cusp of seeing some really exciting developments. But of course, with great power comes great responsibility. As these technologies become more prevalent in our daily lives, we're going to have to grapple with a whole new set of ethical and practical challenges. Privacy concerns, safety regulations, the potential for misuse, these are all issues we'll need to address head on. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mary.